We all know the saying, you are what you eat. But the way we currently eat is in fact ruining our health, the health of others, and that of the planet. Unhealthy food is now deadlier than alcohol, drug, and tobacco use combined. 2.1 billion people are overweight, while 821 million go to bed hungry every night. On top of that, our food production is the main cause behind species extinction, and a third of all global greenhouse gas emissions. So, can we feed a growing population without destroying the planet and ourselves? EAT gathered 37 of the world's best scientists to determine what a healthy and sustainable diet is and how we can get there. The result is the EAT Lancet Commission, a scientific blueprint for a healthy and sustainable future. We have identified how we can change the way we produce, consume, transport and waste food, so that we can feed everyone a healthy diet and improve the health of our planet. Our food can be the key to solving the biggest challenges we face. Food really can fix it. Kuldesh Sharma hopes he's in the right place. He parks up at the end of the dirt track, hemmed in on all sides by trees, ghoulish in the darkness. He had finally made up his mind at about 4 this afternoon, sitting in the back room of his shop. The box was sitting on the table in front of him, and Mistletoe and Wine was playing on the radio. He made 2 phone calls, and now here he is. He switches off his headlights and sits in total darkness. It's a hell of a risk, that's for sure, but he's nearly 80 years old, so when better to take that risk? What's the worst that can happen? They find him and kill him? They would surely do both. But would that be so bad? Kuldesh thinks about his friend Stephen, how he looks now, how lost, how quiet, how reduced. Is that the future for him too? What fun they used to have, the whole lot of them. The noise they would make. The world is becoming a whisper to Kuldesh. Wife gone, friends falling. He misses the roar of life. And then, in walked the man with the box. Somewhere in the distance, a faint haze of light plays through the trees. There is engine noise in the cold silence. It is starting to snow. And he hopes the drive back to Brighton won't be too treacherous. A sweep of light crosses his back windscreen as another car approaches. Boom, boom, boom. There's that old heart of his. He'd almost forgotten it was there. Kuldesh doesn't have the box with him now. It is quite safe, though, and that will keep him safe for the time being. That is his insurance. He still needs to buy a bit of time, and if he can, then well. The headlights of the approaching car dazzle his mirrors and then switch off. The wheels crunch to a halt, the engine idles, and all is darkness and silence once again. Here we go, then. Should he get out? He hears a car door close, and footsteps start their approach. The snow is heavier now. How long will this take? He'll have to explain about the box, of course. A bit of reassurance, but then he hopes he'll be on his way before the snow turns to ice. The roads will be deadly. He wonders if... Kuldesh Sharma sees the flash of the gunshot, but is dead before he can hear the noise. Running. It is perhaps the oldest, most deeply human of sports. Man stands upright. Man learns to walk. Man runs. Today, long-distance running is a phenomenally popular sport, the marathon in particular. But isn't it strange that for such a popular sport, so little is known about the top athletes? We see them achieve amazing things, and yet we would not recognize them if we passed them on the street. All that is about to change. This is Jeffrey Kipsang Kamworor of Kenya on his debut marathon. And this is going to be a very quick race indeed as he approaches the finish line.